Okay, we're gonna call the September meeting to order. Need a motion to approve the minutes from the August 14th board meeting.
Second.
All in favor? Opposed? A motion to approve budget actual first for the month of August.
Motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion to approve the payment of bills from August 23rd, August 29th, September 11th, abstracts.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carry. All comments, Kate? Not here. All right, reports from committees, Rob?
Nothing new to report, just ongoing projects.
Clerk Treasurer's report.
Water sewer bills have been mailed out on October 1st, they'll be due by the 31st without penalties, meters are currently being read. Water turnoff was on September 6th, the bunkers on the list. We worked a lot with OFC for the finally water system program payments. Creating a list for Rob, we did some taxes to start the closure process, some process to wait for over 2 years. Had a lot of notaries this month, had volume of calls and emails regarding the water tower. Started organizing birth and death records, getting back to 1894. Sidewalk grant research, multiple kind of reading and tax searches for properties being sold. Got a bunch more NICE bills together for the Climate Smart Committee. Completed update on water and sewer program. The fire protection agreements will be signed and mailed to Hillsdale and Plaza, and office will be closing Monday after the 9th floor.
The weather report issues at our workshop and gave us a report there.
There is. It's in your packet. I just got it late, so I.
Yes.
Somewhere.
Sure.
She thanks Jason for rebuilding the retaining walls for the garden in front of the office. Upcoming programs will be a nature photography workshop, seed collecting hike with Columbia Land Conservancy, community read, banned books read and discussion group, and story time begins Thursday, September 21st. All the dates are listed in the report if you need to look at that. They had 635 folks in the library in August, and the circulation was 2814. They did their trainings, and dealing with some staff issues, and the New York State Library trustees are required to participate in 3 hours of training and should send access to reminders on-demand training that we should be receiving notice from the Vidalta Library for 11 hours of in-person training.
Community Center, that's you again.
Community Center report for August. Under facility, the center's been checked regularly, and several individuals have required an alternative sign. August 3rd, there was 20 people in attendance at the Birdhouse Building. 3 year-olds, 2 adults, all work out instructing the house. She thanks me because I was the lead instructor, assistant Jess Dark Wall, and Corey Mann. It's quite the morning. Happy birds. Thanks again to Getting Wood Products. They supplied all the wood they donated every time. Crochet Group has been meeting in August. They're going to change the date and the time for crochet. I guess that's for a flyer. She met with Amelia McIsaac, the Center Programs for the Fall, for children and adults. She plans to teach felting. It'll be done in collaboration with three families. And there will be a pump program to return this time. She's working with Caroline O'Neill, the Girl Scout leader. I guess she's some scouts too. There will be a bicycle safety course on September 27th in the evening. The course will be open to anyone. With that, it would be nice if we can sign up a bike rodeo for participants. demonstrate hand signals, safe stopping, and quick maneuvers.
Thank you. Burn.
Okay, for the month we had 10 calls for service, 77 property checks, 10 B&T warnings, and no parking tickets. There's some other stuff going on.
I did not get contact with the sign or anything.
Okay.
I guess. You gave my phone number?
Yeah. So, he was in the process of something, but.
Okay.
He was wrong.
Okay.
Charlie?
So the vote on paying insurance call on home loan vehicles, and it's office Cigaro, and saw that on the working group numbers, where the vote was in the insurance. So we would use the RFP, request for qualifications, for architectural design services for two sites, including a green to center playground and the Canal Street parking lot. And the RFP after that review was approved by the DOS, to be published in early September, which we actually did last week. And thanks, Deborah, for working with me successfully. Deborah did a really nice landing page, and so you can actually go and access it all on the road website. So that was great. It's up on the state contract recorder, and now Jessica and Jessica is great also, because now I have the state contract recorder. And we will see if we can do the BitNet Direct tomorrow. The LWRP grant updates. We're doing really well on this on this project, and Rebella is turning out to be awesome. So we reviewed 16 maps with the DOS. The maps are part of our product deliverables, which are produced by Rebella for task 9 of the work plan. That's where we are right now. Which is a description and assessment of the water bodies and the watershed resources. The DOS, in my review with them, regarding our act, was impressed with the standard of work for these maps, and we're making good progress. There were a couple of changes for every one of the 16 maps, but really not significant. You know, they were simply like changing the color, changing the color scheme, adding something to your key, not anything to do with the actual content of the maps, and that's really good. I have coordinated with developers of mine on map changes, and I'll be talking to them on Wednesday, for this week. The other thing that's happened in August is we actually managed to produce a payload test, second one, and we submitted it to the market, so I'm not going to be able to submit it. For the investment. The historic district updates, this is the role as well. So we reviewed in the meeting, the board committee meeting, the draft of the letter for the mayor to send that CHPO is requesting to go out in first week in October when they send out their notification to all property owners. And they requested that a letter come from the mayor. So we reviewed that, there were no changes. I believe that that's all written in now, and I'm ready to go, so that's awesome. So we're keeping on time on the schedule of that. The public hearing, which is going to be hosted by the village, so I'm hoping you're going to come up with it.
November 14th.
Hosted by the village board and the staff of CHPO, two staff are going to turn up to do that. Actually, they're the ones that are handling the final push of the nominations. And that public hearing is going to be open in every month. So, and they will basically talk through all the aspects of the nomination, why the historic district is important, and then also be there to answer any questions about the use and how to apply for the preservation tax credit and anything else that comes up. So that's November 14th at 7 o'clock, and we're going to call you. And have coordination with the Heritage Working Group, and we're having a meeting on September the 20th to basically discuss the logistics of what we discussed during the Borough meeting with Heritage meeting, which was we're going to try to see if we can be outside the post office. So either with a pop-up tent, maybe in November, I know everybody could say it could be in the 80s, but also might be really cold. So we're going to coordinate that and see how many out of the 15 members on the Heritage Working Group, how many can actually turn up for the daytime units of it. It might mean that we only get to do Saturday maybe, but we're there to basically let people know that the public hearing is going to be held in November. We'll be doing that the beginning of the second week in November. Because the 13th was just the way the powers are going, it's kind of like a third week of the hearing recording. So if we make the second week in November, we're going to make it. And then the flyers, we've got flyers, and then I think we're going to put the flyers up now in the post office and on the board so that there's plenty of time before that November 14th meeting so that the flyers are going to up at the same time. Got the flyers ready for it. That's it.
Did you talk to her about setting up down there?
I haven't done that yet. You know, they're great with us. And basically what the post office say is, as long as we're not directly outside the post office and we're sort of further up, which basically means that we're on that borderline in front of the Verizon building, it's okay for us to be able to do an outreach there. But that's where we're going to be doing the plot survey and so
on. I still think the green is too far away.
No, I know.
I was just thinking of a better spot than that, but there's not.
On the green. Nobody's going to find us in the green. It's either outside here, or, and then we're inside, and maybe we do billboards to say, hey, come inside, but that's less effective. Or, we're outside the post office, and the postmistress is fine with it as long as we're not directly outside the post office. They're not allowed to do that, and then we just have to move up a little bit. So basically, we're really outside the Verizon building, but if you say that, most people don't know that there's a Verizon building.
If the Girl Scouts sell their cookies there, that's
and,
fine.
And we do our dot surveys there, and yeah, you know, and that's it's perfectly fine. And as long as I haven't spoken to the postmistress, as long as she knows ahead of time, and she knows that you know where it's supposed to go. She's, you know, very good at it. I'll go and talk to her when I go to the car.
If the weather's supposed to be real bad, you might be able to put the billboard down there and bring it up here. That's a good idea, too. We'll see what the weather's going to be.
Would you mean do the billboard down there?
Put the billboard down there and one out here, and then have people come inside.
Yeah. I'm kind of, I did put it in my, thanks, and I did put that in my report last month, that, you know, if it looks like it's going to be really bad, then I think, you know, and again, it comes down to this 20th of September meeting with the group, with working group, see how many are going to be available. It'd be awesome if we could actually turn up for 2 hours a day for that entire week. Because we, you know, definitely want nobody in the village to say they didn't know this. Because this is the last public outreach, right? And so we kind of feel like that has to be a, you know, significant effort so that there isn't anybody who is. And by then they would have got the letters. The first week in October is the letters, so they received the letters in there in the room. And maybe there are questions. And then this will be the last book. This is the last public hearing of the whole process. So, you know, it's a 3-year effort. I think we're looking really good. I know that there's always the question, you know, it's always the possibility that there might be massive opposition. But we definitely moved the gap from where we were 2 years ago, then doing it at the community day. and very few people, mostly people that came by were like, yeah, great. And that wasn't the case 2 years ago. There was a lot of, questions. We're not really seeing too much of that. Not seeing anything of that at the moment. But that doesn't mean that it's not lurking there. And so we just want to make sure that if it is, that we're there to make sure that they come to the public hearing. Okay, thank you very much.
Tom?
This will be brief. We did not have a meeting in August, the Fox community. There is something that just came up recently, and I'm just going to let you know, I haven't reviewed it with the the members yet, because that meeting will be held on Wednesday. It's this building and the sewage treatment plant. So this building, we know we have the lighting change out, still trying to get a bid from Leggett. It looks like we get, NYSEG does not have anything that is coming direct, but they do something through Energy Star and still trying to research that. However, there is now something called the Buildings Decarbonization Grant that comes from Partners for Climate Action. They operate in several different counties, but I know that they're focusing on Columbia County. And I would like to put in for the grants in several different areas.